We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From BrandonLang.com and host of Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network. Good morning, Brandon. Happy Friday.
I'm reading this article online about Baker Mayfield and what gives him the chip on his shoulder, and there's the stories of different people, and he says they talk about the feud with Hugh Jackson, and they said, what you probably don't know, Hugh Jackson isn't coaching, but he's available to send personalized messages via the website Cameo for a fee of $50. Jackson has almost a perfect 4.8 star rating in his reviews. Oh my God! I got to get into that. I just for $50, you can have do a little cameo and tell a couple stories, tell good jokes, pull a couple strippers from booby trap, put them on each lap, and I think my review will be 5.0. I won't get no 4.8 because believe me, the strippers that'll be on my knee will be a little better than the average stripper. I mean, really, I'm going to pay $50. To see Hugh Jackson talk about what? How you doing?
He sends like a happy birthday wish or like a happy anniversary wish. I've seen that before.
He could talk about his HBO experience. Right. Yeah, Hard Knocks. That would be.
Oh my God! I want to pay $50 to have Hugh Jackson, the most losing coach in NFL history, to wish me happy birthday.
That's it. I think I found your birthday present, Brandon. I think I know what I'm sending you now. That's
man.
It.
That
my God.
That is good.
That's what we're coming. This whole personal media thing, boys, we're in trouble. That's a great idea. I'm going to for Radio Row this year at night. I'm going down the booby trap, put one of those radio tents you have out front, B-Lang, $50 cameo, and just be parading strippers. Boom.
You'll be loading it up, man.
Wow.
Sing happy birthday to Little Richie in Spanish. All right, let's go, boys.
You're on a roll. All right, hey, let's get in some good games. Let's start with the good games. Houston, Tennessee, all of a sudden the Ryan Tannehill story. Everybody's talking about both these teams at 8-5. Tennessee has caught up to the Texans. The first of two games coming up. What happens in this one?
You know, it's funny. I'm watching that game last night, and I don't like to lay points, and I laid the number for a couple of reasons. I laid the number because of the way the Ravens beat the Texans 41-7, pretty much just shut down Deshaun Watson. The way the Jets lost 22-7 at Cincinnati, lose to an 0-11 team, I'm like, there's just no way that they're going to be able to compete in this game. I love the over, too, by the way, but I was surprised at how well the Jets moved the ball against the Ravens. And so I bring that up, not to say that I had the winner, but because he had to sweat bullets all the way through the whole stinking game. Block punt. I'm up 29 in the fourth quarter. Block punt 22. They get the ball back. I got to sweat a 4th-and-1. My God, that was ridiculous. If the Jets were able to move the ball on the Ravens the way they did, scoring, you know, up and down the field, they could have put 30 on them.
Yes.
How many? They missed a 4th-and-2 at the goal line,
right.
Late 4th-and-1, another 4th-and-1 at Ravens territory. How does Houston only score 7 with Deshaun Watson and that receiving core and Hopkins? And do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It just, I know it's a short week. I know there's some alarms going off for me with Houston. And you can't argue Ryan Tannehill being 6-1 straight up and against the spread since taking over that offense. That's one team going in one direction. I think the right side against Tennessee.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because they play each other twice in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and it'll be the division on the line when these guys play. Ryan Tannehill.
By the way, for your listeners out there that play totals, every game that Ryan Tannehill has started, all 7 have gone over, And the Texans have gone over 7 of their last 8 on the road. So
interesting.
Going over, and the home teams covered the last 6 in the series. You might have a nice little Tennessee and over teaser there as well.
Bills at Steelers, and playing obviously for playoffs here for a chance, not win division, but well maybe for the Bills, but playoffs. What are your thoughts on this one?
This is a tough spot. For Buffalo, you got New England on deck. You come off a heart-wrenching loss at home to Baltimore, and now you got to roll into one of the toughest places to play in the NFL. For me, I just think Pittsburgh's too tough at home. I do. I don't think Josh Allen. If you can't beat the Ravens at home, I don't know how you're going to go down there against that Pittsburgh defense in that building. Baker Mayfield couldn't do it. Rams couldn't do it. Can Josh Allen do it? I mean, I know you had a nice win on Thanksgiving, but Pittsburgh went down there. That defense is playing unbelievable. I wasn't a Mike Tomlin fan, but I'm a Mike Tomlin fan now with what he's done. And he's him and Kyle Shanahan, coach of the year. But Tomlin more so than Shanahan. I like Pittsburgh minus the points.
Brandon, I want to jump to college football real quick. I know we're 2 weeks out from the Final Four of the playoffs, LSU, Oklahoma, OSU, and Clemson. What do you like in those two? Your early kind of like on that when you saw those two matchups?
Clemson, and more Clemson.
Really?
If you look at who Ohio State has played this year, we get off the air, or you're done with your show today, just pull up Ohio State's schedule and really look at who they've played, because the only real teams they've played all year, Penn State, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
Right.
That's it. Throw Michigan out. They bury Michigan every year, so throw that out. Look at Wisconsin, the second meeting. First meeting was in Ohio State, in the rain, in the cold. It was a 10-7 game early third quarter. A couple turnovers got out of hand. Wisconsin punched him in the mouth in the Big Ten championship game, and Penn State punched him in the mouth. You got a true freshman, because technically redshirt freshman at quarterback, playing the biggest game of his life, and you have a coach where Daddy Urban Meyer's not there to hold your hand. And you got a guy in Dabo Sweeney. You got a Clemson team that has been disrespected all year long, that is playing in a game that they're comfortable in. Comfortable. Every player on that team is playing in a game of this magnitude. Every single one. Your quarterback, your offensive line, your defense, their receivers, 6'5", 6'6", 6'4". If you sit back and watch Clemson play, they had one game at North Carolina. Okay, they sleptwalked through it. 50, 50, 50, 50, 60, 50. Boys, that line should be 7.
Wow.
They're going to blow them out. And Ohio State has never beaten them.
You're not worried
coaching
about
advantage, quarterback advantage.
Yeah, you're not worried about Clemson's schedule, the ACC though, which has been really down. You're not worried about those wins, huh?
Not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
They are. I'm not, because look at Ohio State's wins. So you're comparing apples to oranges. You can say, well, Clemson didn't play anybody. Well, neither did Ohio State. And let me say this: every year we see it, the Big Ten is overrated. Do we not? We say it every year.
Everybody thinks this Ohio State team's real. Hey, listen, I want to see how this turns out. I think it's going to be a great game, but maybe.
I like Clemson beats them and beats them soundly.
What about the other side? What about Oklahoma and LSU?
Over, 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 more over, and more over, and more over.
Yeah.
The over-under of how many strippers I'm going to hit on at radio while I'm in Miami for that week and a half, so I'm playing golf for a few days. 20, and I'd play the over. It's over-unders.
I actually set it at 19.5, so that's good. You already got the over on that. You know, I set it at 19.5.
Mirage, some guy from Texas just bet it at the Mirage. It's up to 24. I think it's 75 now. They're going to go over 80 because there's nothing Oklahoma's not going to be able to do to stop LSU from scoring 50. Nothing.
Yep.
They're scoring 50. If Kansas State can get 46 – or 48, LSU's getting 50. Mm. So, there we go.
Hey, give us a game you really like this week for the NFL, just overall. We hit you with some of the sexy games, a game you feel real strongly about.
Atlanta plus the points over the Niners. Wow. Think about your. It's almost like the Niners. They went out with a porn star against the Ravens. They went out with a porn star. The win over the Saints. The way they went to the AVN Awards and won an award in beating the Saints. Now they got to come back home and get up after being away for 2 weeks to face who? The girl with the glasses at Starbucks? Guys, it ain't happening, man. You were just at the AVNs last week. Now you're looking at the girl taking your caramel macchiato at Starbucks.
Barista. I think it's called a barista, right? That's it, yeah.
The barista. Barista. It's just not happening, boys.
Oh, God, Brandon, you are the best. I can't wait till you're down here for Radio Row.
You know, I'm glad you don't live down here. It's you're coming for the Super Bowl, but it's kind of a good idea that you're not down here full time. Oh, my God.
No,
it scares me that you know every place down here. That's the scary part.
Bro, I've done some deep, deep Beverly Hills Cop undercover work. Axel Foley going deep undercover.
I think we should intro you with that music every week. That's it. Oh, yeah.
You could, because right. there's been some Star Trek moments in Miami for me in my single days. I went where no man has gone before.
Oh, Brandon, you are the best. We'll talk to you again next week. We're looking forward to you being down here for that week and a half of Radio Row.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, guys, be good.
All right, that's Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com, host of the Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network. And we'll be down here for a week plus during the Radio Row.
His love for strip clubs is
unmatched.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.